listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners just like you become a master at your finances without confusion so that you can increase your profit and net worth. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools to take your financial power back. Let's make some major money moves together. Well, hey there, and welcome to She Means Profit. I am so excited to have you here on the podcast today. Today is a bit of a special day because today we are at the 100th episode, which is a huge accomplishment. I'm very excited about this, and I'm so grateful that you are here with us. So yes, technically, She Means Profit is on their second episode. However, we have been around for this podcast from 100 episodes, where we started off as Think Like a CFO, and then we moved to the Business Society. And now, the third time's the charm, so we are on our final name, She Means Profit, which feels really comfortable and good. And I wanted to do something special to appreciate you and to show my gratitude for you and just, you know, put together something special to celebrate the 100th episode. So what we've done is we are giving away a free strategy session with myself, which is completely one-on-one, and my top three favorite finance books that will help you not only to create a profitable business, but increase your personal net worth as well. So the goal is always, when I work with my business owners, is to make you as wealthy and rich as you possibly can be. So to get your name entered into this big prize draw, all you have to do is hit subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. So once you've left that review, take a screenshot of that review and share it on social media. But make sure when you share it on social media that you are tagging me on that post. When you tag me on the post, my team will enter your name into the draw. And if you're the lucky winner, you will win that one-on-one strategy session with me, along with my three favorite finance books to help you become rich. So today is Monday, June 13th, and this is when we're kicking it off. And you have until June 30th to hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it on social media. So share it on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And if you tag me on all those posts, if you share it on three social media platforms, you will get three entries into the draw. If you only share me on LinkedIn, you'll get one entry. So share it as many times as you can, and you will have a higher chance of winning. So I'm really excited, and I look forward to getting this positive feedback and meeting the final winner. So once we draw the name on July 1st, we will contact the winner and let them know that they've won the prize. And we'll also announce it on the podcast as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I just want to welcome you listeners, whether you're old or new, if you've been with me since the start, or you're just joining, I'm just so grateful to have you here. When I started this podcast back in October of 2020, I had no idea what kind of a journey I was going to embark on. I was so scared of podcasting. I actually remember that. I was so scared. And I was so scared of putting my thoughts and ideas out there. But once I got going, I started to love it. I mean, I've gotten so much support from you listeners, and I just appreciate the support so much. And I'm so grateful to be able to share with you my knowledge and experience in my over 20-year career so that I can help you create the most profitable business that you can create. So I'm really hopeful that you are getting a lot through these tips and tricks and that you are applying them to your own business and you are becoming as profitable as you can be. There's no shame in making money, you know, especially as women, we have to shed those beliefs. And, you know, if you have big financial dreams and you want to achieve things in life as a business owner, this is your fastest route to get there. Because as a business owner, you have more control over the revenue that you bring in your business. And it's not how much revenue that you're bringing in that makes your business rich, right? Or you rich. It's all in money management. Wealthy people understand this secret. It is not about bringing in as much money as you possibly can, because if you've got holes in your bucket, it's just going to leak right out. So it's about bringing the money in and managing it well and creating that wealth for yourself. So I am just super excited for you and the possibilities that you have to create that own lifestyle for yourself. So thinking back, you know, to when I started, this podcast has always been about optimizing your wealth. And there's nothing in business that doesn't affect your bottom line, which is your profit line. So we still talk about everything, you know, that affects your profit line because everything in business does. And I am still here to show you how to maximize those profits. So through the changes in my business over the years, the one thing that remains consistent is my effort in helping business owners understand what's going on with their finances and their money management. The goal has always been to help business owners create successful and profitable businesses and build your net worth. But what I wish I knew about starting my own business, wow. I mean, I could write up my own book on that. I remember when I first started, I was very, I would say, overconfident. I thought because I had a strong business acumen, you know, I've been a CPA for over 20 years. I've worked in business like my entire career. Well, not my entire career, but most of my career, over 20 years. I thought I would be totally okay. But what I failed to recognize is that being an entrepreneur is definitely not for the faint of heart. It is hard work. I mean, I certainly work harder now than I ever worked in any other job. And I thought I worked hard in my jobs. But this, I'm definitely motivated by different things. And it is a lot harder, more time consuming, and takes much more of an emotional toll on me than it did as an employee. But it's all great. Like, I've just never been happier because I'm doing it all for myself. I'm not doing it to line somebody else's pockets. This is my business. This is my baby. I am raising it to what I want it to be. And these are all my decisions and I love it. But I definitely learned, you know, a couple of lessons that I'm going to get to in a minute. But through my interviewing, you know, like I've interviewed all types of people, all types of entrepreneurs. I've gone from celebrity guests like Rebecca Minkoff, who has her own fashion empire, Candace Cameron Bure, who we all know as, I can't remember her name, but she's on Full House, and she launched her own clothing line, Gretchen Rubin, who's the famous author of The Happiness Project. I interviewed Ali Webb, who's the founder and former CEO of Drybar, which is a huge company, and many, many others who have large platforms and a level of celebrity. So what I've learned through interviewing, you know, high profile people such as them and people like me who are just regular business owners, just trying to get, you know, through life and make money through our business, what I have found to be the common thread among all conversations with entrepreneurs and business owners is that it does take a lot of courage to go into business for yourself. And by being a business owner, regardless of the size of your platform, there is always the risk that you will fail. So you have to remember that there is always that risk. We are all the same in the end, right? And just because you have a large platform does not mean you're going to succeed because you may be offering something that people just don't want. So my personal favorite episode to date has been episode number 32, The Million Dollar Failure, because I just love Cody McLaughlin. He shared his story and he got really real about what had happened in his business. And he was having tons of money coming in his business. And what was happening was he thought because he had so much money coming in that his business was always going to be okay, that there was nothing wrong could happen in his business because he was just so successful making this money. But what he did was he ignored his business numbers. He did not have a clear understanding of the money going out. And he never looked at financial statements. He never, you know, took stock on what was going on. He just assumed that all he had to do was make more sales and everything would be fine. But what happened was, you know, he was bringing in tons of revenue and he really felt on top of the world, but it all came crashing down because he failed to monitor his business numbers. And he's very open about that. And he talks about it very clearly. And the reason why I love this episode so much is because Cody's story is the reason that I started my business. I have seen so many 7-8-figure plus businesses go bankrupt because of financial mismanagement. This stuff is really important, but nobody really wants to talk about it, right? Everybody thinks about spreadsheets and accounting and it's so boring and blah, blah, blah. But 82% of businesses fail due to financial mismanagement. So just by investing the time it takes to learn the stuff that you need to learn, you are mitigating that risk by a lot. So if you love your business and you want to be in business for the long haul, then you really need to invest the time it takes to learn these skills. And these skills are going to carry you throughout your business. And, you know, quite often I hear, well, you know, to hire you, it's not helping me because I'm not making revenue from your services. No, you're not pulling in revenue, but what you are pulling in is profit, because this is strategic planning and thinking. This is not just a service that is just done mindlessly. This is looking at your business, sort of looking at under the hood of your car to see how it's all moving together and to see where you can increase your revenues and what offers you want to focus on that are the most profitable and how you can cut costs and increase pricing to increase your profitability and just so much more. This is no gimmicks. This has been proven over and over and over again in business. This is just how businesses run. You don't find a large business that does not have an accounting department. You don't find a large business that does not have a senior financial advisor, whether it be a CFO or a senior accountant or what have you. You need this experience, these growth strategies, and this financial guidance. You know, like your CFO or your second in command financial person is there to help you with the blind spots. So there's a lot of strong business acumen there. There's a lot of trained knowledge, understanding what you should be looking for, and just really getting what you need to get out of your business, which is profit. So yes, technically we're not as glamorous because we're not bringing in the revenue numbers on the front end, but we are definitely helping you keep those numbers on the back end. So, you know, you just have to be aware of that when you are investing in that type of help. Your numbers don't lie, and your numbers are everything in business. So if you don't understand your numbers, I highly recommend you get to know them. So I just wanted to share with you today before we sign off. I mean, I've been on my own journey with, you know, my own business and working with my clients. And, you know, one of the common things I see to help people prevent failure in their business, I wanted to share with you, because not only through my own journey as an entrepreneur, but through my journey as an accountant working for business owners for over 20 years, I have a lot of experience working with people. And the top tips to going past any failure and rising to the top would be 1, resiliency. 2, networking, and 3, knowing your business numbers. So I'm going to go through that quickly. So resiliency, that is the ability to recover from setbacks. So that is super important, because as entrepreneurs and business owners, we all know that when we're putting things out there, there will be setbacks. Nothing has ever gone as planned, and there is no such thing as an overnight success. When people are telling you their overnight successes, chances are they may be exaggerating. So knowing that you have the ability to recover from setbacks will set you apart from the pack. Being mentally tough, being able to handle those challenges, those rejections, those no's that you hear, you have to remember that no's really, when you translate them, it just means not now. So it's just not the right time. It's not the right product, whatever. But no does not mean no forever. It just means not right now. And having that positive mindset. So it's so important as a business owner, not only to have a positive mindset in general to help you as a business owner, but you also need a positive money mindset. So that is important, because when you've got money mindset blocks, that can prevent you from being the best business owner that you can possibly be. So we definitely want to prevent those money mindset blocks. The second tip I have is networking. Personally, for me, I have an amazing network, and I have put a lot of work into building my network. It's hard to grow a business alone. You need a community. And what I always encourage my clients to do is to network and to ask for help when they need it. So many of us fear that rejection of asking for help. Well, what if I ask for help and they don't want to help me? What I have learned is that most people, especially business owners, are in it to help each other. So yeah, there's going to be some bad ones. So my attitude is, okay, fine. If you're not going to be willing to put yourself out there and help me, then, you know, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I love to give and give back and have reciprocation. So it's really important to appreciate the good ones and give back to them. So networking is not just about taking, it's about offering. So lead with value to offer others, and they will be more likely to want to help you as well. So networking, I mean, I've heard expressions, network is gold, the gold is in the network, all sorts of stuff like that. And I would agree with that. I love my network. I love the circle that I've cultivated, and my business friends and people in my network are just amazing. And, you know, I can count on them when I need things, and I don't normally need things. So it's not like a need that I'm building up. It's just, I feel just as good helping somebody as I do getting help. And in fact, I feel better when I help people. So just knowing that I have that network around me is just really comforting. And then, of course, I had to put know your numbers in there, not because just of what I do. I mean, this is obviously, this is going to be on my list, but this is definitely one of the most necessary things that you need to know, because no matter what phase you are in your business, whether you're a startup or you've hit that mature stage and now you're thinking about exiting, regardless of where you are in your business, you need to manage that money and you need to manage it well. Startup, you're going to need cash. Growth stage, you're going to need to be strategic. Maturity stage, well, you know, you're probably happy where things are, but you want to invest in other things as well. And then when you're considering an exit strategy, you may want to sell your business. So all these things affect how you manage your business numbers. So if you are thinking like you're going to hit a place where you can check out of your business numbers, you can't. You have to have that relationship with money. You have to have that relationship in your business so that you can make the most profitable business decisions that you can make, because business is in business to create profit. And that's what we want to do. Profit is what we get to keep after taxes, because don't forget, you always have to pay taxes on profit. But after tax profit is what we get to keep at the end of the day that we can either reinvest into the business, or if you've hit the maturity stage of your business, you can invest into other types of maybe passive income or other types of investments. So knowing how to manage your money is going to be with you through the life of your business. And you also want to know how to manage your personal finances. So anyways, stick with me and you will always get these valuable tips. So I am so happy to be on this journey with you. And just another reminder that the contest ends June 30th. So make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, review it, take a screenshot and share it on social media, and get yourself entered into the draw for the fabulous prize of a strategy session with myself and my three most favorite finance books. So I look forward to seeing you, getting to know you through this competition, and I look forward to the next 100 episodes with you. Thank you for joining us on the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I ask you to hit subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review. You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Melissa Houston CPA, and join us in our She Means Profit Facebook group.